Good morning. On behalf of the European Center, Human Rights Center for the University of Padua, I have the honor and the great pleasure to welcome Ms. Caterina Stenu, former director of the UNESCO Program for the Culture of Peace, Dialogue and Nonviolence, who this morning will offer a Chamonix public lecture both to the students of the Master's Degree in Human Rights and Multilateral Governance and to the students of the course of Professor Leon Beckermann's European Union Challenges in the Process of Globalization. I am especially grateful to Ms. Caterina Stenu for having accepted to come to Padua to address the subject the challenges and opportunities on human rights-based intercultural competencies. The present event is organized by the Human Rights Center and the Jean Monnet Center of Excellence of the University of Padua. Let me remind that the strategic aim of the European Union's Jean Monnet Program is to stimulate teaching and research on European integration at the level of higher education institutions. The program has built up a practice of fruitful thinking within the academic world in order to reflect on political issues of European integration and especially on the dialogue and cooperation between peoples and cultures. Just a few words about the Human Rights Center. It was established by Professor Antonio Papista inside the University of Padua in 1982 as a laboratory for research and postgraduate education and training in the multidisciplinary field of human rights. It is committed to provide implementation of Article 1.2 of the Statute of the University of Padua that reads as follows. The University of Padua, according to the principle of the Constitution of the Italian Republic and to its tradition, promotes the elaboration of a culture based on universal values such as human rights, peace, environment, and international solidarity. The original location of the Human Rights Center is to carry out its activities in the framework of continuing interaction with vital realities such as civil society organizations, schools, local and regional authorities, and international institutions. The functioning infrastructure of the center includes the Jean Monnet Center of Excellence on Intercultural Dialogue, Human Rights, and Multilateral Governance, focus on capacity building and curriculum development, the UNESCO Chair in Human Rights, Democracy and Peace, the Quarterly Peace Human Rights, the Italian Yearbook of Human Rights, a rich database entitled Peace Human Rights Archives, which is functioning on the basis of a clinical regional bill on human rights, peace and international cooperation. The aim of the yearbook is to, or the Italian yearbook of human rights, is to provide data in order to make known how the Italian state fulfills the obligations assumed with the formal ratification of conventions and protocols, and how it responds to comments, remarks, recommendations, and sentencing by the pertinent international bodies. Since the beginning, the Padua Human Rights Center has organized courses on human rights, peace, and intercultural dialogue for secondary school teachers in cooperation with UNESCO Chair in Human Rights, Democracy and Peace of the University of Padua, the Regional Directorate of the Italian Ministry of Education, and the Regional Director. So, after the lecture of Ms. Caterina Stenu, will be delivered the Jean Monnet certificate to the student of the Jean Monnet course in European Union Challenges in the Process of Globalization. Now I have the pleasure to give the floor to Professor Leon Beckermann.